This is Vectis Radio. My name's George Steed, and now joining me on the other end of the line is Mr. John Adelaide, the former X Factor contestant. Are you there, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, very well.
So you appeared on the X Factor last year.
That's right, yeah.
How was it for you, that whole experience on that stage?
The experience, doing that stage is probably the most daunting thing you'll ever do. Well, I'll ever do, should I say, because not everyone can get to do it. But the first time you walk out, I have to say, I've been performing a long, long time, and I was almost starstruck, you know, by the lights, the cameras, seeing all the judges for the first time. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, actually.
Yeah, so what was your first audition like then?
My first audition, I think it was really good because, I went in with a certain attitude, you know, that I was good enough to kind of go as far as I did, you know, and I had that in the back of my mind. I prepared really well, you know, and I just picked the right songs and actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole experience.
Yeah. So when you say preparing, what do you mean by preparing? How did you prepare yourself for the audition?
Well, first of all, I had to really look at the kind of song choices I was going to pick, and I went in initially to see the producers, and I sung "Smells Like Teen Spirit" by Nirvana.
Yeah.
Just to show that rock side of me, you know, because you walk in there and I could obviously sing one of those old soul classics, but I thought, you know, let me go in there and show them a little bit of difference, and that's what the show's all about. It's about standing out a little bit. So I just kind of had to think a little bit, you know, how am I going to, you know, showcase who I am and kind of stand out from the crowd kind of thing. So.
Yeah. So you ended up in Louis Walsh's group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that with Louis? Is he a nice person? Is he?
Louis's great. I mean, he's very I don't know what the word to describe. You know, he's one of those kind of people that kind of always wants to do things very fast and very quick. And if it's not going right, he'll talk like 100 words a minute, kind of like what he's thinking. You have to kind of pick and choose as to what he's actually trying to get. But he's a really nice guy. He tries to help you as much as possible. But obviously, you know, he's obviously got his own things he has to deal with, you know, with the war with him and Simon and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So, got to know him really well, and he helped me just kind of understand what I needed to do to kind of go forward in the show.
Yeah, and what about the other judges, John? What are the other judges like in person?
Cheryl's really cool. I mean, she was nice. She's always just been a nice girl, you know, as long as I've known her. And Simon, I mean, every time I saw Simon, I just thought, hi, Simon, like, you know, giddy fan kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because he was the main reason why I actually wanted to be on the show, you know, to stand in front of Simon Cowell and see what he's got to say. And he never actually once did anything bad about my singing. There were other things he said, but it wasn't about my singing. So, I was quite happy that, you know, he said that. Danny was my favorite, actually. She was very honest about everything, which is what I liked.
Yeah. So in your group then, you had Mary who was a semi-finalist.
Uh-huh.
And you had Wagner as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And what is Wagner really like then?
He's just like you see him on the TV, you know. They say as seen on TV, that's Wagner. Yeah, I mean, he's a lady killer. He loves life. He's very, I mean, him, he's, I think the problem with Wagner is that his reality is a little bit different to other people's reality in the sense of how he goes about things. So sometimes he can come across as a bit overbearing and things like that. But I mean, I think he's a big teddy bear, really.
So did you get along with all of the contestants then, obviously? Because you lived in a big house with them, didn't you, for a few weeks?
Pretty much. I'm trying to think if I had any arguments with anybody. No, I mean, the only person I did have any problems with was Wagner, simply because he was, you know, he was doing his own thing in his own way kind of thing. And now and again, you'd have to say something and maybe that wouldn't go across really well. But, you know, I mean, we all got along pretty well. I wasn't there, you know, longer than like four or five weeks or so. So, no. You know, it was nice to spend that time with the guys and see some of the younger kids, like the 1D boys and Cher Lloyd, even yeah. Rebecca Ferguson, was really kind of, you just watched her grow. You know, somebody came in, a shy little meek flower, and even though she wasn't shy behind closed doors, once she got on that stage, you kind of felt that frailty and that, you know, emotion that she likes to bring, and you just watch people grow. I think that was my favorite thing about living in the house, kind of.
Okay. And so with the One Direction boys then, do you think they started off with boys and ended up like men? Did they mature throughout it?
I think they did, actually. I think when they arrived, I think it was parties, swinging from the chandeliers. And then, you know, you just watch their work ethic grow, you know, up earlier every day kind of thing. And which is really cool because, I mean, they only met just before the actual live show, or just before Judges' Houses, I think it was, where they all were put together at boot camp. So it was a very fast learning curve for young boys like that.
So obviously you didn't win, John, but it was a great experience for you there, being 4 and 5 weeks, wasn't it?
Indeed. I mean, my only hang up about everything is the fact that, you know, I'm not, even though I was in the older category, I wasn't as mature as Wagner and Mary and Storm. So for me, I was hoping that I would get, you know, songs that were a bit more contemporary, just to showcase, you know, that I could do that. But at the same time, like I said, you know, there's so many people just saw some of the songs and were just like, man, what great voice, we love the singing. So, you know, that was the aim, you know, regardless of material.
Yeah, and obviously there was quite a lot of fans as well. I remember seeing the X Factor one week and you went to a big shopping centre and it was flooded with fans. Oh, wow. What was that attention like, John?
That was new.
I bet it's not like every day you walk down a high street and can't really get anywhere without fans asking for your autograph.
I mean, I've walked down Oxford Street a thousand times, you know, and that has never ever happened to me. So, I mean, it was like royalty. We had to hold on so tight. I remember Mary was gripping my hand. I can't remember who was next to her on the other side, but she was gripping both our hands and just like, you better take care of me, because, you know, it was so full on. You just saw these people, cameras, tourists, people screaming, just saying how much they loved us, and that was, I mean, I actually, as I said, I went in the show for reasons, you know, other than, I guess, the fame. You know, I went in to kind of just showcase talent and you know, have critics and people say how good I was, but then I actually forgot how amazing, you know, the country just take it on. They love it, you know, they love the show. People have X Factor tea parties in their houses, you know, every Saturday night. So it was amazing to come into people's homes every night. I just feel privileged, you know, to have done that.
And of course, the One Direction boys were a big hit, weren't they, with the fans?
Indeed. Well, the young girls, you know, there's thousands and millions of young girls who see those boys and just can't help themselves but to love them, you know, they are cute, you know.
So, John, what have you been up to then since the X Factor?
Well, I'm focused on my music career at the moment. I've got a lot more determination and a lot more passion for it. As I took a lot of time out, and that's when I started working with the elderly people. So, coming back out and trying to forge a career, it's amazing. I've got a single coming out in July. Okay. Which is called Coming Home. It's for the Allegra Foundation and Project Waterfall charity, and the whole point is to raise funds for the project. The aim is to raise like £1 from each person who downloads a single and send that off to these guys to basically get clean running water in Tanzania. It does cover the whole world. The projects are up to like 100,000 people, and they've raised quite a lot of money already. The focus this year is Tanzania, and we're hoping that people kind of get on board and buy that single.
Yeah. So is that going to be for sale on iTunes then?
And that will be on iTunes. It's supposed to be up on the 4th of July is when the official date is. So,
I bet you're looking forward to that then.
I am indeed. I mean, we spent so long just trying to get it right, making sure it's good for the people, making sure people actually like something they want to listen to, and then it's also a good cause. Looking forward to my first single after X Factor going up, you know.
It's anyone's dream, isn't it? A singer releasing their first single.
Indeed.
That's the first thing they want to do.
Yeah, man.
So I bet it's a bit weird for you to think of that. Wow, I'm actually releasing a single.
Well, you know, I mean, it is actually. When I think, I did the photo shoot, and we got some cracking shots, just kind of this heliport, you know, this whole coming home feeling, and I was just like, wow, this is all about, you know, this is what I wanted. This is a dream that when I was young that I wanted to get done. So I'm going to work on the album as well, because that, you know, although I'm looking at the single, I'm like, right, get this one done and let's push on forward and get the album done as well.
Yeah. So do you still keep in contact with any of your X Factor friends or anyone?
Every now and again, get a text, me and Matt text now and again, Matt Cardle, who was in the show. I saw Rebecca a little bit ago, and one of the boys from 1D.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I mean, I actually bumped into Wagner's Celebrity Soccer 6.
Oh, wow.
and we were on the same side. We lost very, very, very badly. But hey.
So back to Rebecca Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Can you confirm anything about her and Zayn Malik? Because there was rumours going around they were getting married, and then they were together, and then it's been on and off. Do you know really what's going on about them two?
Am I allowed to talk about this?
It's up to you.
Well, they are. All I can say is they are close.
Yeah.
And sure, they want to take care of one another. Because you know that it's a new experience for all of them when they went on tour. So they all got pretty close. So I just thought they were really close friends personally. But hey, if that's what's going on, I tend not to listen to the hearsay and the gossip. So,
nah.
Yeah.
So, John, do you still get recognised then out and about in town, or your hometown? Is there still your fans out there?
My fans are there. I'm trying to do a Clark Kent sometimes when I go to the shops. You know, got some glasses and a hat, you know, a cap, so no one recognises me. It's really weird because I think about people like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You know, and they're like some of the biggest stars on the planet, and they. I'm sure they can't go like certain places without being papped and photographed. So, I mean, I've met so many people, and I know a few friends who are doing really well with their music and acting as well. So, and they give me some advice just be normal, you know, just enjoy it because, you know, at the end of the day, people will forget if you decide to kind of move on and kind of put your slippers on and just chill, kick back and have a normal 9-to-5 and, you know, normal life. So I'm enjoying every day when I see people who say, and it's what they say. It's not like, oh, X Factor, you're just X Factor. No, they actually come up to me and they say, we really loved your singing. We loved you. We think you're a really nice person. So, you know, all these things kind of reaffirm what I got into it for in the first place.
Yeah.
And just help you to be able to do some more and get the thing going, you know?
Yeah. I mean, how much of a shock to the system was it when you first started to get papped and you started to get noticed about the X Factor?
I mean, that's full on. You can't really prepare yourself for it, no matter how many people tell you. You know, like, you can't prepare for it. You just see these guys who their living is to get a camera in your face at all costs, and like, even when press come and start phoning your house and harassing your family and things like that, you know, it's quite full on. And as I said, I didn't get into it for that, but it's part and parcel, you know. I can't complain, you know, now that I'm in it, you know, that, oh, I don't want it. It's like, you know, you've got to just enjoy it.
Part of the package, really, isn't it, John?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, John, do you still do anything for your former job in the old people's home? Are you still popping in, or...?
I pop in from time to time. I did a little mini concert for them a couple miles back. You know, it was my thank you to them and their thank you to me, almost, you know, just for the time that we spent. Because it also, I mean, dementia is a big thing in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that it's always been close to my heart, because as I started working, it's something that I had to learn, that young people forget they're going to one day be older, you know. And there are things that you have to kind of, I don't know, take on before you, it's too late, kind of thing. And a lot of the people I saw at the home, you know, they were some of the young people were between 50 and 65, and that's pretty early for a condition like that. So, you know, I had to look at the kind of things that they were doing, and I try and spread the word here and there. You know, right now, I mean, I'm focusing on the young people. Which was my goal before I got involved at the home, and that was just basically training people and giving advice and doing a bit of teaching at Vocal Tech, which is an acting in London, which is a famous music school. Just going in there and kind of, you know, their eyes just light up and they get so excited to see somebody who's actually doing it. So, you know, it's really nice. I can still kind of give back in the right way.
Yeah, and I guess it's a privilege as well. I bet they're so proud of you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I bet you like performing to them as well, just so you can give something back to them as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I've always said, like, you know, there are people who work in these establishments and they don't actually sometimes take the time just to see the individual, you know, the person that they're sitting in front of, and that person sometimes just wants to hear a nice song and have a nice chat. So, you know, I'm the kind of person that can do that. You know, we're having a nice chat, aren't we?
I think we are, yeah. Lovely chat. I don't even think it's an interview. It's like talking to someone for years.
Yeah, I love it. So,
John, where do you want to... How far do you think you can go? How far do you think you can go? Album, tour, maybe?
I definitely think I can tour. I mean, I'm probably going to do this music thing for the rest of my life. I've done it so long in the sense of just, I mean, I was signed in 2003 and won Amoeba in 2003 and had a situation where it was almost too soon for me. You know, I just wasn't ready for that whole thing. So I took a lot of time out just to get good. You know, and I think that's the thing, is like a lot of people forget that they have to kind of get good and know what they want. And I'm looking to take the world and just love it, you know, and just show people that I love this music. And that's the whole thing about performing. When I started performing, like I smile and I enjoy myself. People see that, they enjoy themselves, and it's kind of perpetual motion. So when I think I can go all the way, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best, John. The best with your new charity single.
Thank you.
When's that being released, John?
It'll be out on the 4th of July. People can check out all the information at www.allegrafoundation.com. And all the details will be up there. I'm also doing a press launch at the embassy in London, and doing a show at the Bolton Arena on the 22nd of June. So that should be cool.
I think I might have to come up and have a look at that as well, John.
Please do.
Yeah, I will. John, it's been a pleasure speaking to you this afternoon.
You too, George.
Yeah, thank you ever so much.
Have a great one.
Thank you. Well, cheers.